Time to catch up with visually impaired sailor Emily Wright here on RNIB Connect Radio. The last time we chatted with Emily, it was just after she had competed in her first yacht race with Round the Island Race. This time it's match racing, as Emily has just come back from a blind match racing championships in France. Hello Emily, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
So this time, Emily, it is all about blind match racing, which is very different to the Round the Island race, where you were in a yacht on the start line with dozens and dozens of boats, whilst match racing is very different because it's just one boat against another. And I wondered how you found it doing the match racing for the first time. How was the event for you?
I mean, I was very excited to go because obviously it was my first competition, but it was also an international competition. So that was very exciting. And I wasn't expecting to necessarily do that well, but I wanted to learn lots, get lots of coaching, meet lots of other visually impaired sailors and learn their little tricks and ways that they do things on a boat. And yeah, I managed to do that and more, which was brilliant.
And blind match racing is very different to blind fleet racing, where you have a mixture of visually impaired and sighted crew on board the boat. While with match racing, it's just the visually impaired sailors with no sighted sailors on board at all. But obviously you've got sounds on the boats and sounds on the buoys marking the course. How did you find it using the sounds and getting around the course and maybe inflicting a sort of infringement of the rules on your opposition and getting them to have a penalty?
Yeah, it was certainly interesting. So with my practice with the GBR blind sailing lot throughout this year, we've practiced with sound buoys mocking up a start line before, and I've done a bit of practice there with a sighted person on board and a bit without, but I've never done a full course trying to get around the sound buoys before, and I've never practiced with the other boat making sounds depending on whether they're on starboard or port tack. So there was a lot of that new stuff to take in and work out how to use all that information, you know, shouting at you from all these different boats. So yeah, I was a bit nervous to start with, but I had some really great crew on board. So I had an Italian B1 on the jib, and he'd done quite a lot of competitions before. So he was very good at working out where the sound buoys were and giving that information to us. And I had a sighted lady who was blindfolded on main, and she'd done a lot of practice doing blindfolded sailing with one of the French B1s before. And again, she knew her details of racing in general, but not necessarily blind racing. So we all worked it out as we went along.
And was she doing the tactics, or were you doing the tactics whilst you're helming?
Whilst I was helming, I was doing the tactics mainly because it was a lot easier with me on helm to be able to, there was some shifty winds, to be able to feel those, you know, those headers and things. But it was always a group decision. We were new to each other. So I would always kind of go, oh, how do people feel about tacking now? And we'd decide whether as a team we were ready. And then between races, that's when Massimo, our Italian jib trimmer, was very good at talking about, oh, we're on yellow start this time, so let's try and do this slightly differently and stuff. So having that range of experience was really helpful.
And match racing, people may have seen obviously the America's Cup, which is probably has a lot more money than blind match racing and faster boats and everything else, but it is a bit like playing chess on the water. And as tactician, you've got a lot to sort of deal with. You're thinking about where the other boat is, you're obviously listening out for the sounds of the boys marking the course and everything else, and there's a lot to sort of take on. Are you good at doing that sort of thing, sort of having to process all that information and make sort of tactical tactical decisions at a very, I suppose, very quick point?
Yeah, so my first couple of races I was just hoping to pass the start line and not get in any kind of tight situations and all of that, so we were just aiming on sailing fast and hoping to find the buoys and all of this, because yeah, we were a new team and it was my first time competing. And after a couple of practices, we realized we were doing that fairly well. So then it moved on to trying to, you know, push other boats over the line early, get penalties on them and all of this kind of stuff. So it was a learning on the job experience, but we managed to do that and quite quickly. There was a few near misses and a few bumps here and there, but there always is in match racing. And yeah, we were learning about when you can call penalties on people, and we got a few penalties ourselves, and you know, it's all very exciting stuff. But yeah, learning when you have to make those quick decisions, obviously it's good for it to be a team decision sometimes, but sometimes it just has to be, no, we're tacking now, I think there's a boat nearby, you know, all of that. But all good fun and all a big learning curve.
What do you think you're going to take away from the experience of competing in your first match racing championships? And would you continue with match racing or just any type of racing?
I mean, I learned so much. There was lots of manoeuvres and things that, yeah, we either got penalties at or maybe didn't. And it was great because we had the motorboat with our coaches come up and explain, oh, you could have done this, or it was good that you did that. And now I've got that kind of store of those experiences in my brain. So when they come up again, I can remember what I did or well or what I didn't do so well. So bringing that to my next races is invaluable, really. And yeah, I definitely want to race again. I'm doing some friendly stuff in J70s with my uni lot this weekend. The following weekend, I've got the sailability keel boat competition in RS21s, and that's with blind sailing again. So yeah, any chance to get out on a boat and yeah, doing the more competitive side of things now is great. I really enjoyed the match racing. I think actually having the sound boys out gives me as a sailor the independence to make those decisions myself, and be in control of your own destiny without the need of a sighted guide feels really cool. But actually I was thrown in at the deep end a little bit there, so yeah, coming back and doing a bit of fleet stuff with the continuous support of a sighted guide with help with coaching and stuff that way will be also a really good experience to learn more and just do more racing.
And I think you actually came third in the end, didn't you?
Yeah, so my aim going there was just to cross the line and hopefully find the course. And we ended up getting there, and despite language barriers and all of this, actually doing very well. So I was really pleased. And it's nice to come away with that and be able to, you know, show that I can learn quickly on the job in that way, so that, you know, to give other people the idea of my experience so that I can go on both non-sighted boats and able-bodied boats and carry on with my sailing experience and career, I guess.
Well, we wish you luck in the keelboat event, which is coming up in a couple of weeks in Cardiff. And I think there might be a European fleet racing event maybe happening later this autumn as well. Well, thank you very much again, Emily, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And maybe we'll chat again after your next blind sailing championships.
Brilliant. Thank you. Bye.